You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, good afternoon once again. Welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking around. You're still listening to Adventist World Radio. This is only our first hour together, so we have a lot of ground to cover. Just first, we're going to cover the first item of the day, which was, oh, we did, by the way, we covered the first item of the day, which is our text for today. And our next item is one that I'm looking forward to, the item of Ask a Pastor. Those of you who don't know, I am one of the fans of Ask a Pastor, because our pastor this week is on fire. My goodness, I've never had a pastor who simply resolves their matters so easily, so quickly. So the pastor is already standing by, who's going to give us some perspective on the issue. And it's Pastor Chisuta Munale. Pastor Chisuta Munale, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How is everyone there?
I'm very much well, my pastor. I'm looking forward to your answer today. If I could, I'd keep you here forever and ever. Amen. The way you have sorted me out this week, it was so precision dying. It was brilliant. Thank you very much, Mufins. I want to thank you. Even if I were to drop dead right now, you must know that you have ministered to me this week, and I'm grateful for it. Our question for today, Mufundis, how should people discern whether they are being led by God or led by their own desires? And I'm sure you can imagine what we're talking about here. You have a beautiful woman you're seeing, and you know you are ready for marriage, and you think, oh, she's so gorgeous. Oh, everything is in its right place. She's a Seventh-day Adventist. She reads the Bible. She sings at church. Yeah, this is the one. How do you know when you take the decision that you are actually led by God, or you're led by your own desires of this woman? This applies to a job. This applies to any friendship, a business partnership, all of those things. We do have our own preconceived desires, but how do we ever know? How can people know and discern whether that which I'm desiring now is my desire for me, or it's God's desire for me? How do you respond to that, my pastor?
Thank you so much. I'll start by saying, before we begin to answer the question, I would like to clear some few things up first. God gives you the desires of your heart.
Okay.
He does not give you your heart desire.
Okay, please. Just tell us what the difference is between the desires of your heart and your heart's desires. So just differentiate between the two, please.
God gives you the desires of your heart. God knows what we deserve, not we are longing for, but what is suitable to us. Because Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 says, the heart is the most destructive of all things.
Above all, yes.
And we understand that verse very well. You know, we are in a warfare whereby the flesh is wrestling against the spirit, according to Galatians chapter 5, verse number 19, going down. Well, there are things that we need to consider before you can go deeper for you to discern, of which many are the times when we think God is the one leading us, but we are just leading ourselves.
Okay.
Example given, if I'm prepared, if I know that I'll be preaching on Saturday,
right?
What we are together is some noise that I'm getting.
Yes, I'm here, my pastor. Go ahead.
Yes. For example, I'll be preaching on Sabbath. Then on Friday, you'll see me busy with books, busy on internet, panicking here and there so that I have something to say on Saturday.
Yes.
I want everybody to praise me. I want everybody to to say, Pastor, today you preached well.
Right, right.
I'll be panicking, not that I want to feed the flock, but I just want to be praised. What is driving me is not God. It's not me to feed the flock, but I want somebody to praise me.
I hear you.
Are you getting that example?
I'm hearing you loud and clear, my pastor. Go ahead.
Well, if you are obeying God to get something from him in return, Then that something really controls our hearts and not God. I'm praying for employment. And if I'm praying for employment, I'm very sure that this employment will come and I'm going to be given some doing. If it doesn't come to pass, then I'm disappointed. I have no peace of mind. Definitely, it was just my heart's desire, not God's reading.
Yeah.
So I think the beautiful lady here.
Yeah.
The fresh place go for her. Like what happened to the young man, Joseph, that time he was young.
Okay.
Yeah, in front of him, beautiful lady. She's even shaving, weaving her hair. Mm. She says, "Ride with me." Now the battle raises there. Should I go for her? Should I please her? Should I follow the flesh or follow God? Then finally, God says, Joseph, he says no to this temptation because it's being led by God. You know, Hebrews makes this more simple. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. Faith is what? So the substance is hoping for the substance.
The substance of things hoped for.
Yes, yes, yes. And if something is a substance, then it can be measured.
Right.
And if something can be measured, then the faith that you have is equal to how you are going to handle it when you are in temptation and how you are going to respond to God in times of trouble and in times of desire.
Right.
But for some people, it's very difficult to discern between the two because you need confirmation. You need to pray. You need God to verify. You need God to be on your side. If you follow the desires of your heart, many are the times when you'll be doing things contrary to the principles of God. You have no peace of mind after doing it. And just know that this is according to my flesh, not God's desire.
Right,
but
right.
If it is God's desire, it will give you the peace of mind at the end of the day.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And And when God is quiet, when you can't hear God's confirmation, what do you do?
The mind, your conscience will tell you to say, I have done the right thing. You know, sometimes the silence of God is the presence of Him.
Okay, explain
just that. The inner peace. Yes, the inner peace that you have after doing something.
Right.
You have nothing that would put you to say what you have done is wrong.
Right,
no.
Right.
Then, according to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, according to Philippians chapter number 4, going down there, it says the understanding which is beyond ours. You know, here is my daughter is sick, yeah?
Mm.
Because of faith in God, I'm praying in God, I'm praying to God, but nothing happens. But if I'm following God's desire, I'll still hold to the cross and continue believing in Him,
right.
Even if He's quiet, because I know that I chose Him and I still trust in Him.
Right,
and
right.
After everything, it is Him to receive the glory, not me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If I pray for something, for example, I'm praying, I want to go to South Africa. Then I say, God, send an airplane. I want to go to South Africa. The airplane comes. God, I want money now. Give me some money. I receive the money. God, I want a wife now. Give the wife. I receive the money. I receive the wife, sorry. That it means now I have become God. I'm the one controlling God, not God controlling me.
Yeah.
But if I'm following God, sometimes God some need to be silent. Sometimes He needs to say no because He's still God and He knows what my heart deserves.
Right. Right. Okay. Got it. Loud and clear. Thank you very much, Pastor. Appreciate it. As always, blessed and appreciating every time you come and speak to us. Well, looking forward to your explanations even more tomorrow. Have a wonderful day for them, Fundis.
Thank you so much. I'm humbled.
Thank you very much, my pastors. Pastor Chisuta Munali giving us answers for your Ask a Pastor questions.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.